Now it's just walk on in, roll up your sleeve, and get a shot.
We're going to open up all state mass vaccination sites this Thursday to just walk-in vaccinations. You don't have to call. You don't have to make an appointment. All New Yorkers 16 plus just come in to a mass vaccination site on Thursday, and you are eligible for a vaccine.
Governor Andrew Cuomo says state-run vaccination sites and some county locations will no longer require appointments from New Yorkers 16 and over. The same is true for over 50 vaccine locations in Connecticut. Just know, you'll likely need to make a follow-up appointment if the vaccine requires a second dose. This is C19, WSHU's daily news update from the Connecticut and New York region. Coming up, Lamont backs Bloomberg's push to meet Biden's climate goals. Developers pour money into offshore wind research on Long Island, and Connecticut cities join a nationwide movement to lock up guns. I'm Desiree DiOrio. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont joined former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg today to support an initiative from the philanthropic billionaire to back President Joe Biden's climate goals. WSHU's Davis Donovan reports.
Lamont says COVID-19's effects in Connecticut show the importance of lowering emissions.
As we saw COVID coming right down the I-95 corridor, it particularly hit those with asthma, those with obesity issues. That's related to transportation. And these are the places where we've got to do a better job of reducing the pollutants in the air.
Other speakers included Bloomberg and White House climate advisor Gina McCarthy, who's also the former head of Connecticut's Environmental Protection Department. Biden has proposed reducing emissions by 2030 to half of what their levels were in 2005. He made the pitch to more than 40 world leaders at a global climate change summit last week. Davis Donovan, WSHU News.
Orsted and Eversource pledged $5 million to Stony Brook University's Energy Center to advance offshore wind in New York. WSHU's Maya Brown reports that the offshore wind developers want to focus additional research on how to connect wind turbines to the grid.
Research projects will focus on the logistics of constructing and operating offshore wind turbines in New York waters. Richard Reeder is with the Research Foundation at Stony Brook University. He says the funding will also help with job creation for graduate and postdoc students.
For the university, this is a great opportunity for us to kind of expand some of the research strengths that we currently have in energy-related areas and to apply them to a new area, one that is going to benefit both the local community and the state as a whole.
The State University's Energy Center will help recommend how New York and the developers could address the technological challenges in moving to clean energy sources. Some of those hurdles include grid integration and the battery storage of wind energy. Researchers plan to review proposals for projects within the next couple of weeks. Funding will start to flow this summer. Maya Brown, WSHU News.
Coming up, six Connecticut cities join a nationwide movement to lock up guns. But first, these headlines and a message from C19's supporter.
Support for C19 comes from Hartford HealthCare. More COVID vaccine answers at hartfordhealthcare.org/vaccine or 833-621-0600.
All Connecticut residents 16 and up are eligible for the vaccine. Appointments can be scheduled online at ct.gov/COVID vaccine or by phone at 877-918-2224. Connecticut clinics no longer need appointments and take walk-ins. All New Yorkers over 16 are eligible to be vaccinated. Vaccine appointments can be made online using the Am I Eligible app and by phone, 833-697-4829. New Yorkers can walk in without an appointment at every state vaccination site starting Thursday. The acting police chief in New Haven, Connecticut, has defended a city officer who had a thin blue line flag in his back pocket while on patrol. That's after black ministers sounded the alarm. An email exchange obtained by the New Haven Independent shows police chief Rene Dominguez called the flag a sign of professional honor, not community disrespect. A half dozen black ministers from the Greater New Haven Clergy Association say the flag creates fear and distrust among the communities that police officers serve to protect. Long Island Power Authority and PSEG Long Island say they will not terminate electric service to customers who are late on their bills, even though a state moratorium on shutoffs expired March 31st. The decision comes as the New York State Legislature passed a measure to extend the moratorium on utility shutoffs for at least another 180 days. Governor Andrew Cuomo and state regulators are still negotiating the terms of the moratorium with utility providers. On Long Island, customers 2 months late on their bills make up more than $187 million in revenue as of February. Six Connecticut cities have joined an effort by over two dozen cities and counties across the country to reduce gun deaths. The Gun Safety Consortium wants manufacturers to produce safety devices to prevent gun theft, suicides, and accidental shootings. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Bridgeport, Connecticut is one of the cities. Mayor Joe Ganim, who was first in office in the 1990s, joined the National Coalition of Cities that unsuccessfully sued gun manufacturers. Ganim hopes this time would be more successful, because it's using the buying power of city police forces to get manufacturers to produce safer products.
Testing out these safer guns, these smart guns, this new technology, 30 years since we brought the lawsuits now, maybe with an eye towards having the type of impact that we wanted to have back then, but let's have it now.
Ganim says this way does not require Congress or state legislators to pass new laws, which often get bogged down in partisan politics.
And not well received as good common sense gun laws that will save lives.
Darryl Green is Lansing, Michigan police chief. He says the Gun Safety Consortium has issued a request for proposal to innovators seeking smart gun locking devices that would be as simple and effective as how a smartphone locks.
We're actually in discussions with leading developers concerning smart guns. But the reality is there's no such product on the market in 2021.
Green says tens of thousands of unsecured guns are used in suicides each year. Hundreds of thousands are stolen from homes and vehicles and end up in the illegal market. And hundreds of children find unsecured guns and pull the trigger. Other Connecticut cities that have joined the consortium include New Haven, Hartford, Norwalk, Hamden, and Milford. Ebong Udama, WSH News.
For the latest news from Long Island and Connecticut, you can listen on the radio or online at WSHU.org. C19 is supported by Hartford HealthCare. Thank you for listening. WSHU depends on listeners to give us news tips and to share our stories. You can also help us keep the lights on by becoming a member. I'm Desiree DiOrio. We'll be back tomorrow.